Fellow warriors, this is Sheldor the Conqueror. We are about to enter Axel's fortress. Now, this is a long run, so let's do another bladder check. All right, Barry, we'll wait for you again, but you really should see a doctor. Sheldor is AFK. Benny, are you experiencing some sort of difficulty?
Yes, I can't get my stupid door open.
You appear to have put your car key in the door lock. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Damn it.
Would it be possible for you to do this a little more quietly?
I can't get the damn key out.
Well, it's not surprising. That Baldwin lock on your door uses traditional edge-mounted cylinders, whereas the key for your Volkswagen uses a center cylinder system.
Thank you, Sheldon.
You're welcome. Point of inquiry, why did you put your car key in the door lock?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because today I had an audition. It took me 2 hours to get there. I waited an hour for my turn, and before I could even start, they told me I looked too Midwest for the part. Too Midwest? What the hell does that even mean?
Well, the American Midwest was mostly settled by Scandinavian and Germanic people. They have a characteristic facial
construct. I know what you mean, Sheldon! Good. You know, I have been in L.A. for almost 2 years now, and I haven't gotten a single acting job. I've accomplished nothing. Haven't gotten a raise at work. Haven't even had sex in 6 months. And just now, when I was walking up those stairs, a fly flew in my mouth, and I ate it!
Well, actually, insects are a dietary staple in many cultures. They're almost pure protein.
Oh, son of a bitch!
I believe the condensation on your frozen foods weaken the structural integrity of the bag. But returning to your key conundrum, perhaps you should call a locksmith and have him open the door for you.
I did! He said he'll get here when he gets here.
And you're frustrated because he phrased his reply in the form of a meaningless tautology?
No! I am frustrated because I am a failure at everything and my breath smells like flies!
There. Would you prefer to wait in our apartment?
No, Sheldon, I'd rather sit on this freezing cold floor sobbing like a 3-year-old.
All right, then.
For God's sake.
Just when I think I've gotten the hang of sarcasm. Make yourself comfortable. Not there. Sheldor is back online.
Sheldor?
The Conqueror.
What are you doing?
AFK. I'm playing Age of Conan, an online multiplayer game set in the universe of Robert E. Howard's Conan the Barbarian.
Oh.
Sheldor, back online.
What's AFK?
AFK. Away from keyboard.
Oh, I see.
What does that stand for?
Oh, I see.
Yes, but what does it stand for? Just click on the enchanted boots to put them on.
I don't know. Can I see them in another color?
Just click on them. But now, congratulations. You are now a level 3 warrior.
What's going on?
Leonard, guess what? I'm a level 3 warrior.
Great. You know there are groceries outside of your apartment?
Yeah. Shh.
I only bring it up because your ice cream's melting and it's starting to attract wildlife.
Do
I stay in the jungle or go towards the beach?
It doesn't matter. Right now you're looking for treasure.
Okay. Wait, where are you going?
No, you're okay. If you run into crocodiles, just kick them with your boots.
You want to catch me up?
Well, let's see. She attempted to open her apartment with her car key because her face is overly Midwestern. She hasn't had sex in 6 months. And she ate a fly.
Uh-huh. Seriously, 6 months?
Oh, my God, a treasure chest. I'm rich!
Level 3, and she thinks she's rich. What a noob.
Okay, we're all set.
Let her rip. That's what she said, Sheldon.
Okay, look, I bought the game, and I've been exploring the island of Tortage, but I can't figure out how to get past the guard captain.
Do you have the enchanted sword?
No, I have a bronze dagger.
You can't slay the guard captain with a bronze dagger? My lord, it's like the car key in your apartment door all over again.
All right, why do I get the sword?
Well, have you been to the Temple of Mitra?
Is that the place on the hill with the weird priest in front of it?
No, it's... Oh, for God's sakes, Gimme.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
You're going to have to learn to do these things for yourself, Penny.
Don't patronize me. Just get the sword.
What the frack?
Eat me. They were playing all last night, too.
It's like some kind of weird comic book crossover. Like if Hulk were dating Peppermint Patty.
I always thought Peppermint Patty was a lesbian.
No, that's Marcy. Peppermint Patty's just athletic.
There you go, one enchanted sword.
All right, give me. I want to kill the guard captain.
That girl needs to get life.
Me, Penny. Listen, I got to level 25 and reached Purple Lotus Swamp, right?
You're in my bedroom.
Yeah. Leonard gave me an emergency key.
People can't be in my bedroom.
Okay, well, can we go talk in the living room?
I'm not wearing pajama bottoms.
Why not?
I spill grape juice.
Well, wear different pajamas.
I can't wear different pajamas. These are my Monday pajamas. Penny, people cannot be in my bedroom.
Okay, fine. Just tell me, is it too soon to join a quest to the Black Castle?
You were invited on a quest to the Black Castle?
Yeah, by some guys in Budapest. I'm just not sure it's the right move for my character.
Of course it's not. You're only a level 25. These Hungarians, they're just using you for dragon fodder.
Really? Boy, you'd think you could trust a horde of Hungarian barbarians.
Please, Penny, enough. I have to sleep.
Okay, well, you were great. Thanks. Hey, Leonard, listen, don't go in Sheldon's room. He's not wearing bottoms.
Sheldon, you want to catch me up again?
People, I am very busy today.
I realize that, Dr. Gabelhauser, but it is your job as head of the department to mediate all interdepartmental disputes. University Policy Manual, Chapter 4, Subsection 2, Mediation of Interdepartmental Disputes.
Fine. Dr. Winkle, what colorful name did you call Dr. Cooper this time?
Dr. Dumbass.
Dr. Cooper, Dr. Winkle apologizes.
No, she doesn't. Here's the problem. I was clearly signed up to use the mainframe in Buckman 204, and Dr. Winkle just wantonly ripped the sign-up sheet off the wall.
It wasn't even an official sign-up sheet. He printed it himself, and he put his name down on every slot for the next 6 months.
If it is a crime to ensure that the university's resources are not being squandered chasing subatomic wild geese, then I plead guilty. Oh, Penny?
You need to get that, Dr. Cooper?
God, no.
Well, don't turn it off. You might miss your call from the Nobel Committee letting you know you've been nominated as Dumbass Laureate of the Year.
Oh, yeah? Well, you wouldn't even be nominated. Dr. Gabelhauser, I have a series of important multi-loop calculations and simulations to run. All she's doing is reducing irrelevant data and making a mock...
Excuse me. Gabelhauser. It's for you.
Hello? Penny, this is not a good time. No, I told you, you're not prepared for the sanctum of burning souls. You need to be in a group of at least 5 for that quest, and 1 should be a level 35 healer. Penny, I can't log on and help you. We'll talk when I get home. I'm not getting the computing time, am I?
Dumbass.